Lifestyle.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is the 15th day on this Monday. It is Monday, June 15th, 2009. We've got 2 hours left, spanning out like a vista before us as we go in through and beyond, as we talk to one of the most prolific researchers, one of the most prolific minds out there in challenging the established false reality. He is a great dispenser of hundreds of millions of red pills to humanity. And he has taken a lot of people very, very deep down the rabbit hole indeed, to where we're not in Kansas anymore. And you can question and debate the perceptions through the rose-colored darkly that David Icke looks through. But be careful that when you're getting the speck out of his eye, you don't get the giant beam out of yours. It's important to get that beam out. We all see through different perceptions. But certainly the perception of David Icke is proven to be much more clear than the average man or woman out there. So it's always great to have David with us. I have a host of issues I want to talk to him about. Where the New World Order is going, what they're doing currently, trying to start World War III with Iran, trying to stir things up over there, trying to stir things up with North Korea, knowing they're in the middle of a power sharing and a power transfer, saying they're going to board their ships, a new Cuban Missile Crisis. Again, we're not defending North Korea or Iran. The point is, it's the bigger globalist evil using a smaller evil to bring in a global distraction. And the South Ossetia conflict, NATO encircling Russia, Pakistan, all of this today as the world launches into economic collapse, launches into worldwide warfare, as the RAND Corporation has called for. So joining us, DavidIcke.com is the website. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the great David Icke. David Icke, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Alex. How are you?
Good. You heard me run down some of the ideas of things that I think are important right now. Let's start with suddenly somebody flips a switch and there's world crises. We're on the edge of nuclear war. They're saying North Korea is going to nuke. They're saying they're going to nuke people. Months ago, you were on the show 3 or 4 months ago, and you said you thought they were gearing up for a world war.
Yeah, well, that's where they want to go, because the world wars have served them very well. Nothing changes society quicker and more fundamentally and irreversibly than a war. And so when you look at the world after World War One, it was a world that was controlled by far fewer people, much more centralization of power than before. World War II came along, that process took a giant leap forward, and we had all these global institutions and the United Nations, the Bretton Woods Agreement, the European Union was justified to a large extent to stopping war in Europe. And so to complete the job, to move into this final global society that they want, a third world war is what is on the agenda. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I had a letter from a traffic warden, a guy here in Britain, that's supposed to just dispense tickets for people who have broken the parking laws. And he contacted me, must be a year or so ago now, and said that he'd been called in and given new cards that he was told to take home and put away till further notice. One of them was a card that gave him the right to be a traffic warden that you show for identity. That's fair enough. The second one was what they called a PACE card, which is the words that a police officer reads when he's arresting someone. And the third one was a card giving him, a traffic warden, the right to enter property without permission. And, of course, he's questioning, what the heck do I need these for? Well, just go leave them till further notice. He then meets a friend of his a few days later, who's a police officer, and he said that this police officer said that he was a man designated in his county, and there was someone like him in every county, and they were there to prepare for a coming war, and that the military and the regular police were going to be used to meet what they knew was coming in terms of civil unrest in the streets when that war started and then the build-up to that war. And he said, you people, traffic wardens and private security guards and other such people, are going to be given powers that the police normally do, so that you can do those things while we're dealing with the civil unrest as a result of this war. And very, very shortly after the traffic warden contacted me, the government changed the name of traffic wardens from traffic wardens to civil enforcement officers, and gave them more powers, not all the powers, but more powers that the police normally do. And then about 6 months later, the government announced a new type of person called accredited persons. And these were, wait for it, private security guards and all the kind of people that the policemen had listed, who were going to be given the right to stop and question people, to hand out certain fines, to hold them till the police arrived. And it's all part of this layer-by-layer building of self-policing, the people self-policing each other. Because, of course, when there's a few of you and you want to control the many, there's not enough of you physically to do it. So you have to get your target population, or many of the people within it, to police the target population. You have to get the sheep herd to police each other so they don't need so many sheepdogs externally and shepherds externally, that the sheep are doing it for themselves. And this is what's being built all over the world. And this Third World War is definitely in the agenda, because it's a massive problem which will be in need of a global, because of the global nature of the conflict, a global solution, which will be the final move to this structure we've been talking about all these years of world government, world army, and all the rest of it. And of course, the world army will be justified by the only way to stop war is to have one world army, and then no one can fight each other in terms of major conflicts anymore. These are the kind of things we're going to be seeing unfolding.
Okay, David, I just want to back you up. Everything David just said, every term he used, I have hundreds of mainstream articles, government documents. Let me just go over a few of them. The British Ministry of Defense 10-year report, London Guardian reported on it, but it was declassified, 120 pages, was put out in September of 2007, and said in the coming next few years, the public would rebel against the corrupt government, but that their job was to suppress the public to bring us into this new world order. And it said they will, even if the British people, they say, try to march on London, they will use neutron bombs on them. And then Dick Cheney said in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that they would use race-specific bioweapons on us. And now another layer under the paramilitary, you know, the spooks, the paramilitary, the police, the traffic wardens, auxiliary tattletales, there's now the Trusted Traveler North American Hemispheric card. And if you have that flying internally, say from Austin to New York, you show that and go through the head of the line. So they're already making it that if you waive all your rights and take the special card, you get to the head of the line. Then they're just going to make it mandatory for everybody. David Icke.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, they say, oh, this will be voluntarily for the people to decide if they want to have it, like identity cards and stuff like that. But what they then do is make it so difficult to operate in society without one of them. And eventually they say, well, look, there's so few people don't have them now, everyone might as well have them by law and all the rest of it. These are the techniques they use. And, of course, as we've talked about before on the show, Bush was the problem part of this presidential handover, and Obama's been brought in as the person offering the solutions. And of course, the solutions are going to be the unfolding agenda. And one of his solutions, of course, is this civil army, in effect, that he's been talking about and Rahm Emanuel's been talking about. And that is another key layer of this policing of the people by the people, which is what you had in Nazi Germany, and that's what tyrannies always do. And, you know, people have got to decide how long we're going to talk about this before we draw a line in the sand and say, hey, instead of sitting here and watching our prison being built and discussing it and debating it, what the heck are we going to do about it? Because there's going to come a point where we're going to cross a line where this momentum is going to be very difficult to turn back. It needs a lot of people to, with a lot of focus and a lot of disconnection of backsides from sofas now before this gets completely and utterly out of hand.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got David Icke with us for another hour and 35 minutes. And what David here is talking about is so important. When you're in a view kind of above yourself, outside the world, realizing that this is a biological earth suit and that the system knows how to program it with hormones and drugs
and war and feedback and sex, when they use sex to sell Calvin Klein jeans, they are going at your primitive sexual centers in your lower brain. And just to get the public to realize they're being bombarded, they're being programmed, if you can get them to do that, they kind of wake up out of the trance, realize you're being bombarded, realize there's a game. I don't know how to quantify this, David, but I mean, to me, the term I would use is just realize that you are being bombarded with data, realize that there is a manipulation going on, knowing it's half the battle.
Well, see, this is so important. I'll give you an example. In my talks, I put some pictures on the screen, which are subliminal advertisements. And most people, the vast majority of people, can't see them because that's what subliminal is, below threshold. The conscious mind doesn't see them, which the conscious mind actually sees very little compared with what actually is in front of it. The subconscious mind, however, picks it all up and affects the person's reality without them realizing it by the message that's been passed through the subliminal image. And then I will put the picture back up again a few minutes later, and the first thing you see, once it's been pointed out, when you see the picture again, is the subliminal. So when people start to realize how it's being done to them, then they bring it from below threshold, subliminal, to the conscious awareness, and the defenses go up, which they don't have to think about them. Naturally, the defense is up once the conscious mind is aware of the game it's involved in. And we need to understand the fundamental significance to the whole conspiracy of something called the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is where we get, along with other parts of the brain, but massively the reptilian brain, our survival instincts. The reptilian brain is basically stupid.
David, let me stop you. This is not debatable about the reptilian brain. This is a scientific name. In fact, put it up on the screen. Google reptilian brain and show them like a textbook area. That's the lower brain that's breathing, sex, eating, wanting to kill people. I'm just interrupting you because some may think, oh, this is David Icke and his other issues with that.
Yeah, scientists call it the R complex or the reptilian brain because the way it functions and the way it reacts is almost exactly like the brain of a reptile or a lizard.
But it is. I mean, in fact, students, because my dad went to medical school, students shown a salt crocodile brain can't tell the difference with a human lower brain. We basically do have a salt crocodile brain. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what happens is that those behind the dark suits, those in the shadows, who understand all this stuff and have worked constantly for centuries to take it out of circulation among the people, so they're in ignorance of the very means through which they're being manipulated. They understand this, and they target the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is basically stupid. It's a reaction system. It is so computer-like, it's incredible. At that level, the brain does just react like a computer on a desktop, and it doesn't learn from experience. Other parts of the brain learn from experience. The reptilian brain doesn't. Its survival instincts are total. It's constantly scanning the environment, looking for possible dangers as it perceives them. The idea of the manipulation is to give the reptilian brain more and more and more reasons to see things in terms of a threat or a danger, because then all rational thinking disappears, all calm reflection, and let's look at this calmly, disappears. Because the reptilian brain is basically just reacting in a panic. You know, save me, I want me mum. That's what it's doing. And the reptilian brain, interestingly, if we get into this way that people are programmed, communicates through images. This is why images in advertising are so powerful in their manipulation of the reptilian brain, which, as you quite rightly point out, is the sexual center. Why? Because with the reptilian brain, you have to keep one word in your mind all the time, survival.
Well, David Icke, I heartily agree with you, and we're going to talk about a host of issues today. And later in the next hour, let's get into some of your ideas for solutions and breaking free of this matrix. In fact, let's go ahead and start talking about some of that now. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play a video clip from a satire movie about sitcoms. But when you watch it, it actually has the same messages that really are in the children's programming and the sitcoms, and they're dumbing the language down, and they're reducing the language. People are being inserted into the matrix as the eyes tie into the television and the computers, and people are texting to their friends who are 5 feet away instead of talking to them. We are beginning to merge into the machines. We're not programming them. We're being programmed through the machines that have been programmed to program us. And the consciousness is closing down with large swaths of the public, while at the same time, another large group is exploding their awakening. And how you see this battle unfolding as we rush towards what the establishment calls the singularity.
You know, this is my area, really, in so many ways, because particularly since about 2002, 2003, I've really gone very, very deeply into the nature of reality, which not many people tend to do. And when you start to realize what reality is, my goodness, does society as it's structured and the way it's structured start to make perfect sense? First of all, it's so important to realize the difference between the body and consciousness. It's not the same thing. Now, you know, we may have differing religions, different people listen to this show, but one thing is kind of common to them is that some kind of consciousness, soul, whatever you want to call it, is apart from the body and leaves the body at what we call death. Therefore, the body and the soul, the consciousness, whatever you want to call it, are not the same thing. The idea of the conspiracy, the very bottom line of the conspiracy, is to disconnect those higher levels of awareness from what is a computer, the body. The body is a biological computer, and it ticks every single box of that. And what I mean by biological is it's not like a desktop computer where you put data in and you press a button and you know exactly what it's going to do because it's programmed to do that, although we're getting more and more like that. Biological computer means it has the ability to think and assess data. This is what the immune system is doing all the time. It's scanning data, what's happening in the body, and reacting to it as it sees fit in the circumstances that it faces. The idea of the conspiracy is to pull people's sense of awareness, the point from which they observe the world, from consciousness, which is not in this world. It is observing and experiencing this world through the body, to pull that point of awareness into the body. Because once it does that, it's pulled you into the computer level of awareness, the computer level of sense of reality. And what that does, it pulls you into all the programs that are running through the body, like software programs. And these are all reaction programs which get you to react to data, i.e. situations they create in the world, in precisely the way they want us to react. So we become little more than biological robots, which is where most people in this world are.
More and more, I mean, I've always known this concept to be true. The scientists and mind warfare experts say it themselves, but now I'm consciously really realizing it. Stay with us.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
You know what Revelation talks about? How the kings of the earth traffic in the souls of men. And, you know, you read the old fables
on your arm,
and it describes kingdoms that were under spells where they couldn't see corruption, couldn't see lies. And once you've committed to lies, little lies, then you start buying into the bigger ones. Torture's okay. Secret arrest is okay. You know, we're the good guys, but we're a country that loves death and destruction. And when you read the psychologists, sociologist, the anthropologist, the psychiatrist, the Eber Bernays 80, 90 years ago, they all brag how we're dumb slaves. They all brag how they're programming us, how they're manipulating us, how they control everything we do. They're on incredible power trips, and they put on this fake liberal facade, but they're a bunch of cold-blooded trash, breaking up the family. All their major textbooks that we've shown you here say the family's their enemy. You know, and people say, oh, they want to break the family up, or oh, they want to dumb us down. That isn't just a figment of imagination. That's not just a statement or a verbal fancy. It's the reality, and it's a group of humans setting up a predatory system where they engage in their predator hunting mode against their own people, and they're breeding us and dumbing us down to be more easily controlled. That's what David Icke's talking about. And when, you know, I just took 2 years of RTF, radio, television, film. The first textbook was all about subliminal messages on radio 80 years ago and TV 60 years ago and in movie theaters and how the billboards have it. And how they use sex to sell, and how they're hitting the reptilian brain. This is a fact. And so they're feeding through this virtual matrix And that's what it is. It's not a physical matrix with us in tanks. It's our brain in a tank inside this bodysuit being programmed by the false world, by the image makers of television in Madison Avenue, to keep us off the real world and the whole universe around us through fear, through the desire for money, sex, survival, all of this. But when you do what Christ said and turn loose, he that gives up his life gains his life. He that tries to save it loses it. That means when you're ready to give it all up and just don't care anymore and stop letting that program totally control you, then you go to the next level. And that doesn't mean we don't bounce back and forth between the higher mind, the cerebral cortex, you know, where they say the, you know, the cognitive and the soul's dwelling. And if you don't believe that, fine, that's your issue. And the animal brain, regardless, through this electrochemical computer, we are being programmed and manipulated, and the establishment brags about it, and they put compulsions and mental blocks in you through culture, through television, through the jokes they make on TV that then are repeated by people on the ground, giving it reality in this plane of existence, not in the cyber world, the make-believe TV world that's now becoming reality, that it's not kosher to talk about these things. And so people are in a prison for their mind. David Icke, please continue.
Talking now, I've been a bit of piece of paper in front of me, and I've just been ticking off little things, issues that you brought up, and they come under one heading, reptilian brain. From the reptilian brain, we get all the survival mechanisms, yes, which break out into multiple different expressions of what the brain perceives to be necessary to survive from. But we get cold-blooded behavior. We get the desire for power over. Power over comes from survival. The idea that if you have power over, then you've got a much greater chance of survival. It's from where the reptilian brains, where we get a ritualistic behavior. I mean, these guys, of course, are big time into their satanic rituals. But if you look at human society, Alex, it's just a daily repeating of ritual repeating behavior. The reptilian brain, we get the desire for top-down hierarchical structures of power. Look at the world. It's an expression of the reptilian brain. You were talking there about, you know, addictions. Well, addictions come from the reptilian brain. Addiction to money, addiction to sex, addiction to drugs. And then you look at the survival mechanisms and how they play out through problem, reaction, solution. When they say, oh, swine flu, pandemic, what are they saying that to? They're saying it to the survival responses in the reptilian brain of, oh my God, survival, do something. Yes, compulsory vaccination, yes, anything. Terrorism, oh yes, war on terror. Weapons of mass destruction, yes, invade Iraq. Oh yes, anything, oh my God. It's all through the reptilian brain because they understand how it works, and we need to understand how it works, because once we do that, the defense mechanisms start to go up, and also we can start to observe our own behavior. When we're reacting to things in an emotional way without calm thinking, then we can stop. I mean, I've been working on this for years now in myself. You get halfway through a sentence and you stop and you know, you think, no, that's the reptilian brain being activated. And what you're doing as you do that, as you recognize it, is you're stopping it having that reactive power over you that it had before, and you move into other parts of the brain in terms of the way that you filter reality and information and situations.
And those get more developed. You start seeing the universe more and more through the higher levels of the brain, and then knowledge just explosively opens where you can't even describe it.
Well, how can you accumulate real knowledge and awareness when you're spending the day reacting emotionally all the time? And, you know, I would say to people, because, you know, I'm not sitting cross-legged on a mountain here saying, hey, I'm the Buddha. I'm telling you all how it is, and I'm perfect. We all are in these biological computers. The question is, are we going to let them live us, or are we going to live them? Are we going to live life, or are we going to allow life to live us? Because most people allow life to live them because of these reactive processes.
Well, that's what John Carpenter is saying is, they live, the controllers, we sleep. We're sleeping when we're in the reptilian brain, also tied into sleep. We are unconscious. We're really dead. And they live. It's all a big joke to them.
Yeah, and if we can start to take control of our reactions, and when you just kind of come from this point of view and you just observe yourself for a few days, just observe yourself and the way you react, and you'll see how many conflicts between individuals, arguments, emotional responses that are right over the top, and the way that we immediately react to something instead of saying, hold on a second, take a deep breath, let's just calmly look at this before we start making instant decisions. When you do that, you realize how many times a day the reptilian brain decides your decisions for you. It's unbelievable the number of times it happens. And collectively, of course, there's a collective version of this where you have the mob rule and all the rest of it, where the reptilian brain is manipulated collectively to have a collective response and emotional reaction. And we've got to get control of the computer system through our consciousness, instead of having our consciousness at the back of the bus and the computer system with its hands on the wheel, because that's what the conspiracy is about. While we're there, they got us. When we're not there, they've lost their ability to connect into us and therefore manipulate our perceptions.
All right, let me expand on that, because it's been scientifically proven, as you know, but for listeners who may not, by thousands of universities for over 100 years, that mice and other animals know when a hurricane or an earthquake's coming days or sometimes weeks beforehand. They can also do double-blind studies where there's a 20-foot wall. You can't hear what's going on in the next room. But if people are agitated in the next room or being hurt, brainwaves, go into a pattern of disarray or being upset yourself, kind of that 100th monkey. And the system is trying to suppress this awakening. Just in scientific terms, from people being, in a higher level when it comes to the use of their brain. So that's why they're putting the fluoride in the water. That's why they're injecting us with mercury. That's why they're feeding us the GMO food. All of this, that's why the television's dumbing everything down, lowering everything down. How do you see this battle shaking out, David Icke?
Well, if we don't become conscious and get out of control by computer programs, then it's going to go on.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Icke. He's very, very nice to give us 2 hours today. We're very, very thankful today about some of the speaking engagements that are coming up here in just a moment. So get your pen and paper ready. We're talking to the folks involved with the 2012 film. That's all I can say. I'm not even allowed to show the revision numbers of this, but I have the 2012 script with Woody Harrelson. I will just tell you that. That just came in the mail. I want to thank folks for that. Going back to David Icke. David, you got cut off there talking about the frequency, talking about how the globalists, the controllers keep us dialed into one point. How do you see their New World Order plan, their goals to build this extermination grid, this planetary government, and carry out the population reduction? To me, it looks like things aren't going well for them, and we're having victory after victory, and that there's an awakening accelerating. Do you think I'm too close to the fact that we are going to win in the end, and that I have a lot of faith because I'm deeper into this, and is that distorting my vision, in your opinion, that so many others aren't awake yet or are going deeper into the control? I mean, do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah, I've never doubted that it would turn out fine in the end, but the nature of the manipulation and the programming means that a lot of people have got to go a long way down the road before they actually see it. And it's a case of how deeply programmed you are before you actually see it and start to realize what's happening. And what I've seen over the last 20 years is an exponential curve, without any question, of people who are starting to get it. They're starting to get it in bigger and bigger and bigger numbers. And what I find interesting is they're starting to get it at higher levels immediately, from being in the program to seeing well outside of the program is taking very little time for some people now. There is something going on. And the first book I ever wrote on these subjects was nearly 20 years ago, called Truth Vibrations. And it was named Truth Vibrations because it was based on the fact that I was understanding at the time that there was a vibrational change coming that was going to act like an alarm clock. It was going to wake them up. It was going to tease open their minds so consciousness could enter. And at the time, of course, I'm thinking, well, there's no evidence of this whatsoever, and there wasn't for a few years. But with the turn into the 21st century, I'm seeing it happening more and more and more. And it needs to happen. This is the way we're going to turn this around. But they're going to push it obviously as much as they can to get their structure in place. But I do sense a feeling of increasing panic, because every day they take to do it, more and more people are waking up. And I'm very optimistic, not that there's not going to be some enormous, real big challenges to come. But I'm getting more and more optimistic. And, you know, it's a phrase I use from time to time. Life tends to give us our greatest gifts, brilliantly disguised as our worst nightmares. You know, sometimes what appears to be our worst nightmare turns out to be our greatest gift, like massive ridicule for me in the early 1990s, right up to, you know, almost the year 2000. I went through incredible ridicule in Britain. But it set me free, because it set me free of concern about what people thought of me, which allowed me to open my mind and allow consciousness in. And some of these challenges, you know, which we don't like, I mean, who does, are actually going to wake a lot of people up and set them free. There's a line in a song which goes, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And, you know, when we think we've got something to lose, that reptilian brain survival mechanism is controlling us. Oh, my goodness, yes, anything. I don't want to lose this, anything. But when you lose it, you go, well, hold on a second. What have I actually lost? This is okay. I can deal with this. And actually, life's nicer. Isn't it funny that people, I talk to so many people who lived through the Second World War in Britain, who say life was much nicer during the war, because people were nicer to each other and all the rest of it. They never had much. And they were helping each other, because they never had much, in ways that as soon as the war was over, every man for himself, all that stopped, and my goodness me, as it stopped now.
And it also made them enjoy things more, because they had less...
They smelled the roses. They smelled the roses because they thought they didn't know how long the roses were going to be there to be smelled. And you know, there's so many challenges, Alex, which, and I've had some big ones in my life. We all have. When I look back, I think I didn't like it at the time, but I wouldn't change a thing, because I am what I am, not despite that, but to a large extent because of it.
Well, there's that.
If we experience these challenges from that perspective, rather than, oh my God, reptilian brain, then not only are we going to get through them with less pain and all the rest of it, we're actually going to think straight in a way that's going to allow us to get through them in a much more effective way.
Absolutely. And the point I was going to add is that so many people in these pyramidal power structures, they are just as imprisoned as lowly little minions
totally.
Of the system. And more I'm talking to people that think of themselves as the elite, and they're beginning to realize this is a prison. They're beginning to realize they're drinking sodium fluoride. Their kids are drinking it. They're beginning to realize that this system affects everybody. And they're beginning to realize that the television and the culture and the dumbing down is taking their children from them and destroying their own destiny. So I'd like you to speak to that. And then I want to bring up Rolling Stone magazine that I just happened to see laying there on the Commons table at the Ennis building where I was doing the Sunday radio show, syndicated show. I want to break this down, what Ray Kurzweil is saying. And we've got our vision of the future, liberty, freedom, you know, dynamic human spirit, and a new renaissance, you know, to the power of a trillion versus their renaissance, a very dark renaissance in their own words. They just say that it's beautiful, but clearly it's quite ugly. But, I mean, can you speak to the point I just made?
Yeah, this is a point I make as often as I can, because we go back to the sheep policing the herd, the sheep policing themselves. Because when you're talking about people in full awareness of this agenda and in full support of advancing it, you're talking about a dramatically few people compared with the global population. You're certainly not looking at enough to administer the institutions of control that we see across global society. So you need people in your target population to do the administration for you. This is why when you look at the pyramid structure of these organizations and these secret societies, whatever, you're looking at the few at the top in full awareness of what it's all about. And as you go further down the pyramid, you each step down knows less and less and less and less about the big picture, only their part in it. And so they've got right across the system people in dark suits and and their like, who are administering this system and are welded to it in terms of their subordination to it. Oh, don't rock the boat. Oh, don't you know, step out of line. Don't say anything.
They get to dominate those under them, and they get dominated from those above them. It's a psycho system.
Yes, it is. And what we need to do, this is a very important area, is to get those people to actually, again, look around them, take a deep breath, and just look at it again. And by connecting dots, you can let people who are in those systems realize how their dot connects with everyone else's, because stopping them realizing that is how the whole system works. So people make their daily contribution to a control system, not realizing that their dot is adding to other dots to make the control system. And it's so important that those people understand, whether they're in uniform or whether they're in dark suit professions, that their children are going to have to live in the world that they are helping fundamentally to introduce. You know, all this legislation that is even written and administered around the world to build this police state is done by people who are themselves and their children and grandchildren are going to be subjected to that police state that they're helping to build.
And talk about a fraud.
Their own families, you know, and they need to start stepping out of that pyramid, because when they do, and refusing to play a part in it, because when they do, the pyramid collapses, because they're holding it up.
Just let me throw a point in here, David. Exactly. Let me throw a point in. I mean, to talk about how it's all a facade, all a matrix illusion, look at the world banking system out of fiat currency with a handful of less than 15 families who rule the planet because they bought off governments to say that they issued the backing of the money. I mean, it's all just a fraud. And then out of that, what they're doing right now economically, trying to bankrupt things, so we have to depend on the state and have to be under their control, looks like a desperate gamble.
Yeah, we have to say no, we're not building our own prison anymore. And then something fantastic happens. We stop building our own prison, and the next thing is the prison isn't being built, and there is no prison. Look how many people work for the banking system and administer it and make it happen compared with the number of people that own it. It's fantastic.
David Icke, let's come back and talk about solutions, and at the bottom of the hour, start taking phone calls. I'm also going to get into this. They say the elite are going to live forever in Rolling Stone. Oh, I thought I heard that in Endgame. We'll break it down. InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.